Howdy, Phoenix. Happy Pride Month. As we wrap up this Pride Month, I want to first say I'm glad to be back and thank you. For the past few weeks, the love, the messages, the comments, the check-ins, and the encouragement that you've shared have honestly meant the world to Brian and myself. As many of you know, I've spent the last 3 weeks at Banner University Medical Center. Looking back, the last couple of visits probably didn't need to happen, but that's how medicine works sometimes. Doctors are human, and when it comes to your heart, they'd much rather be safe than sorry. After a whole lot of tests, scans, poking, prodding, and more monitors than I ever want to see again, they assured me that everything is working the way it should, and I'm incredibly grateful for that, and even more grateful to all of you who reached out, checked in, and reminded us how amazing this community really is. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Now, let's talk about what's happening. This Tuesday, we're wrapping up Pride Month with a very special edition of the Gay PHX podcast, one I'm especially proud of, and I think it's a fitting way to close out the month that reminds us what Pride is really about. It's not about celebrations, but community. And after this week's episode, I'm going to be taking a short break from hosting the podcast. But don't worry, the interviews are already recorded. The podcast isn't going anywhere. In fact, Delos has done such a great job stepping up for the past few weeks that I've asked him to take over hosting duties for the entire month of July. It'll give me a chance to catch up on a few projects that have piled up while life decided to throw me a few curveballs. This past weekend also reminded me exactly why we do what we do. We were honored to help set up the live stream at Queer Center's community discussion on racism at Ripple PHX. It wasn't always an easy conversation to hear, but it was an honest one. And those are the conversations that matter. We're looking at ways to repurpose that discussion to try and bring it onto the airwaves here so that even more people can experience it, because these lessons shared deserve a wider audience. You can find it also on our Facebook and our YouTube channels if you feel like sharing it out. Then, when it was over, the Outback Pool Party. Wow. A sold-out event. Familiar faces everywhere you looked. Lots of hugs, plenty of laughter, and a reminder that some of the best moments in our community happen simply because people show up for one another. It was wonderful getting to spend time with so many of you at my favorite place in Phoenix. And speaking of favorite places, this Tuesday's podcast takes us over to another one of mine, Club 541 in Palm Springs. I sat down with Lewis, the general manager, to talk about something much bigger than being a members club. We talked about intentional spaces where people know why they're there, where consent is understood, where discretion is respected, and where people can safely be themselves instead of feeling like they have to hide in unsafe places. We even dive into how they worked with city leaders, law enforcement, and the community to create a legal, welcoming space that helps keep people safer. It's a fascinating conversation that goes far beyond what people assume about Club 541 and what it really is. As Pride Month comes to a close, I keep coming back to something that we've been saying all year. Pride isn't just a month. It isn't just a celebration. It's the people. It's every volunteer, every artist, every entertainer, every business, every nonprofit, every organization, every person who decides that community is worth showing up for. And that's exactly why Gay PHX exists. Not just to tell you where to go, but to help tell the stories of the people who make this community so special. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing our stories. Thank you for trusting us to tell yours. We'll see you Tuesday for the podcast. And then I'll be cheering on Delos throughout July while I get caught up behind the scenes. If you see Brian and I out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.